to the Moms in Real Estate podcast, where you will hear all things real estate, mom life, marriage, dating, kids, and all the wild things life throws our way. I'm Jamie Cameron.
I'm Sarah Greco.
And I'm Sonia Biconti.
Join us on this crazy adventure every Monday. It's like someone lit your soul, knowing fire is burning with desire, can't extinguish it. Hello, guys. How is everyone today?
Good.
All right. So on episode three, the title of this is Something's Gotta Give. I think we've all felt that way.
Yes. Right? As I was crying this morning.
Right.
Oh, no.
Something's gotta give. Our word is balance.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, God, it's such an important one.
It's an important one. The quote that we've tagged to this is, in between goals is a thing called life that has to be lived and enjoyed, right?
So true.
As we're all trying to hustle here,
mm-hmm.
get our clients their houses and make deals and negotiate, we have a whole nother world that's happening at home and behind the scenes that we are also carrying, right?
That you can sometimes just have to like jump and go, as you did about a week or two ago with your son.
Yep.
Like you just get that phone call from school and you gotta go.
Yeah,
so,
in the middle of the day, I had a whole list of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the school called, everything else has to drop.
Yep.
Right. So
just have to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So it's an important one. A lot of people, I think, myself included, have a hard time balancing. And so anything that we can share, give light on, that resonates, I think, is going to be important.
What are your thoughts on balance, Sonia?
Do you want to just, I mean, I don't want you to like feel like you have to share the story.
No, so this morning, so for example, I am having a hard time balancing a new schedule with my daughter.
Okay.
My ex-husband got a new job and his mom said it's too much on Tuesdays and Fridays because he used to do Fridays. So now I have to watch her on Tuesdays. How am I supposed to work and watch her? She is my hardest child and she is having the hardest like transition in general right now. So Jamie had to pivot this morning and literally saw, I think you saw it in my eyes.
I knew right away.
This morning.
I made eye contact and I immediately
this was me.
Put on my armor.
It was like my face went to stone because not only was I almost late for the bus, so I get the bus at Jamie's.
Yeah.
The bus is here. This is me pulling up on the side of it because I was behind it
and
almost missed it because of my four-year-old.
Yep.
So
yep.
then we go to daycare to go to drop her off, and she forgot her jacket.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to give her sister's jacket. Total meltdown.
Yeah.
It was that one little thing.
Yep.
Screaming. And I just looked at Jamie and went,
and I just grabbed her up. I said, bye. You leave. I said, you go.
And I like ran to my car and I like just started crying because I'm like, I just can't handle her. She's just a lot.
It's a lot. It is a lot. It is. And it's like, you know, there's so much going on because I feel your pain. Like I'm there in the morning too. I've got to get the three out the door. Rusty's got to get on the bus. I've got to get me addressed. I've got Owen who's clinging to me crying.
Yeah.
Like it's hard. And then when I finally get them off to where they need to be, I'm still like, you know, shaking, tense.
Correct.
Like I need a few minutes to just kind of
decompress.
Yeah, so I feel you. Like
in my car, I was watching a funny video to try and just get my mind back in the
reset,
game.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's challenging. What do you think about balance? Like, what is your takeaway?
So I can't remember where I heard this. I don't know if it was on like the Hustle Humbly podcast or some podcast I was listening to, but they were saying that balance looks different for everybody. There's no like set prescribed, this is what balance is. Like it just, everyone's life is a little bit different. And I think it's when you feel like, if something feels out of whack, then I know that my balance is off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I haven't seen my kids because I've been like working.
Mm-hmm.
We need to reshift and figure out a time and a place so that we can get that balance back in order again, you know? So I think that it's not like every day looks like this, or every week looks like this. Everything looks a little bit different, especially in real estate.
Yeah.
Every day looks different in real estate.
Every day.
That's part of what I love about it.
Yes, me too. Exactly.
There is something that's really exciting about that.
Yes. If I have to do the same thing all the time, I'm going to hit my head against the wall. I can't do it.
I'm not made that way.
No, I'm not either.
Do you know what my takeaway about balance is?
I want to hear it.
I think it's bullshit. I think it's not a real thing. I think it's a lie that we tell ourselves. And this is why I think that. Because I once watched this video, Shauna Rhimes,
Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes, yeah. Right? Shonda Land, right? Uh-huh. The creator. And she was giving a keynote speech at a college graduation.
Love her.
Love her, right? And she said, balance is a lie. And I was, so I was like,
please share.
Right, right. She said, and I'm not quoting her exactly, this is just based off of my memory, that there were times where she did not get to put her kids to bed because she had to do another take mm-hmm. on Grey's Anatomy. But there, but she also, there was a time where she had to miss, what's her name, Shonda Oh?
Sandra Oh.
Sandra
yeah.
Oh's last scene ever on Grey's Anatomy because she had to go to her daughter's dance recital.
Yeah.
Balance is not obtainable.
And you're right, because either way you're going to miss out on something.
And this yeah. is the thing. I think, in particular, mothers,
yes,
it's a false narrative we tell mm-hmm. ourselves that we can balance. No, you can't. Right. It's not possible.
We can do it all. Like,
what
no.
you can do is every day you prioritize that day.
Yeah.
What is more important that day? And guess what? That day when I had to rush out of here at work, it was more important for me to go get my sick son.
Absolutely.
But there might be a time where I need to show a client a home because they need to find a home, and my husband's going to have to put my kids to bed.
Right.
It's about prioritizing, mm-hmm. not about right. balance, because you cannot at all times
balance.
Have
equally.
It all. Equally. Yeah. There will always be someone who's getting a little bit more of you
yep.
and someone who's going to get a little bit less of you. And I think if you realize that, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off of us.
Yeah.
Like, no, I cannot at all times have 100% in all of my buckets.
Mm.
That is not a thing.
I think I have a hard time with that.
It's a false narrative.
Yeah.
It's a
you
lie.
Would say, and Jamie knows, because
yeah.
I take on a lot.
I was going to say, you put a lot on yourself.
I do, and I do it on accident. It's not like I'm like, no. I want to do it. I just have a...
It's not
I want to, like you, you're a fixer.
I am a fixer.
I like to fix things as well, and I like to help. I
yep.
like to help
yep.
people. If I can help you, I'll do it. I don't even think about what I said. Like, yes, you need me, I'll be
I'll
there.
Be, yep.
yeah.
Or if somebody says, I really need this, I would love to do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget about all the things that I am doing currently.
Right.
That maybe that wasn't a good idea. Yeah.
Maybe I bit off too much.
And then yeah. Jamie's like, Sunny, so... finally have like a weekend to yourself and you're painting our friend's house.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally
yeah.
said that. I said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are you doing? And I was like, I said I would paint her house. And she's like, take the day off.
Right,
like,
right, right.
You know?
It's sometimes like coming back and saying, okay, like I need me time too.
Yeah.
I think you had said last week kind of candidly that you're like, this is the first day I've had off and
yeah.
I can't even tell you how long.
Yeah.
And to realize that that's important, too, because
it's
we put everybody
so
else first
important.
And forget about ourselves sometimes.
I have started putting in my calendar, as you guys know, Jamie sees everything.
I see all of it.
She sees it all,
I love
no matter
it.
What it
I
is.
I love it.
Just wait. I'm going to put some funny shit in there.
I'm going to be like, oh, gosh.
Jamie, like, oh, eggplant emoji. She's going to be like, here we go.
TMI.
So, like, I started taking time. So, my boyfriend is in Connecticut, and he has his boys pretty much every other weekend, et cetera. And I have wedding season coming up.
Right.
I know that's going to change things. We have spring market coming up.
Right.
Things are about to get very tight with my schedule once again come April and May through October, November.
Right.
But show me the money.
Correct. Correct. Yeah. Show me the money. But in the meantime, I'm trying to make more time for that, for him, and I put it
yeah.
in my schedule, like, okay, I'm seeing Jay on this day or whatever,
yeah.
but, and even then, I always, like I said to him, I go, watch, Saturday, we're celebrating Valentine's, I go, watch, I'll have to write two offers. He goes, I hope so. But, you know, like, you always are thinking, okay, I'm going to always be working, because we never know what's
right.
coming at us.
Yeah,
it's true.
And never mind kids.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
and friends, because
yeah.
then I have to prioritize, like, I can't be with him every time he has no kids because I still need to hang out with my friends and family and
mm-hmm.
everyone.
Yep.
So balance is a lie. We don't.
Yeah.
It is a
at least
freaking
that's
lie.
That is my perspective of it. And I try for me, I just try to listen to my inner voice a little bit about it. And I'm like, okay, I need to focus, I need to prioritize my husband.
Yep.
Or
yep.
right now I need to really prioritize my children. Or
mm-hmm.
I need to prioritize my work right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as I know that I'm paying attention to that,
mm-hmm.
because I'm never going to be able to give everyone 100%.
And that's
never.
Such a good point.
Ever.
Yeah.
Never.
Right?
Someone's always, something's always got to give because we are not octopuses.
No.
We do not have 10 arms. We do not have 10 bodies. And where we say, I wish there was more time in the day to be able to give to other people and do things. Like my laundry right now is up to here.
Yeah.
So I prioritized my mental health over my laundry. And I laid in bed when we got back from vacation.
Yeah. Right. And
which is fine.
Yes.
It is fine. It is fine. Because, yeah, we can't be everything to everyone at every time.
We'll kill ourselves trying.
We'll be burnt out. Exactly. Right.
We'll kill ourselves trying. And I also heard one time it's women in particular, moms extra, when you have these balls in the air constantly. Mm-hmm. What's the key to success in that is realizing what balls are plastic and which balls are glass. And you keep
like
those
it.
Glass balls in the air. And it's okay. Guess what a plastic ball is?
It's gonna
laundry.
Bounce. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Get
right.
Shit if your laundry's not done. What is a glass ball is your relationships.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right? Or your
exactly.
children. Right.
Work.
Right.
Exactly.
Know what your
yeah.
glass balls are. Know what your plastic balls are. And understand.
You and your
them.
Balls.
I love balls.
You had your golf balls.
Yeah.
Now you have your plastic and glass balls.
I was just thinking. She's
I
like.
I have a thing with balls, people.
I appreciate the analogies.
Yes.
I feel like coming from someone with an English
correct.
Major, I'm like, yes.
I don't know, but it makes you visual. I'm a visual person. So
yes.
I visualize these
yes.
balls.
Yes.
And I know it sounds funny, but the glass balls are so pretty in my head that she just described.
They're
like,
dangling.
The glass blown ones that have all the pretty
yes.
colors.
Oh, I love
they
it.
Matter.
The plastic ones are those cheap ones you get at like the
it's
Dollar
true.
Tree.
But
maybe
if you picture it that way, it's
yeah.
like, it's important because you're right. That's like, those are the things that are so important. They should be pretty and they should be
yeah.
taken care of.
The little plastic ones are fine.
They can just go down. I picture the ones that you jump in. Like
yeah,
the kids
yeah, yeah,
jumping
yeah,
in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, they're so dirty.
It's so dirty.
Who needs laundry? No one.
I go just buy more if I need it. No.
Exactly. Ours are all over our pool table, which I don't think we've played in like 3 years.
Right.
Because it's like, here's just where we put the laundry for now.
Oh my God. But anyway, so I think this is a great segue into our new addition to the podcast.
You can't make this stuff up.
Oh, you can't make this stuff up.
Oh, yeah, you can't make this stuff up.
I couldn't remember. I think that every week we're going to share You Can't Make This Stuff Up about a crazy story that you literally cannot make up, even if you tried, but also will make you laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Sonia?
I do. So this past weekend, myself and a friend, she was turning 40 as well, and Jamie and other friends were so amazing and kind to treat us to a trip to Florida.
That's awesome.
For our 40th, to celebrate our 40th together, and there were six of us girls. And when I tell you, I don't think I've laughed that much. And I don't know how long.
Oh,
for
good.
3 days.
I mean, tears.
Tears.
Coming
pee.
Out awesome.
Tears, pee.
Well, so wait.
Pain.
Hang on before you go any further. Did you get the underwear?
I did. So listen, ladies. And I have a picture. And I think if we could put a picture, it would show that this is false advertising.
Oh, no.
I went to, so this was Wednesday.
Hey, I think you looked great in your Depends.
I did send a picture of myself in my Depends to my friends. And it was hilarious. So I go to the CVS and I see that it says always. It's in the diaper section. I was looking.
So you were right, Jamie. It's there.
I was in the pad section in the tampon. They are not there, ladies.
They're not?
They're,
no.
They're adult diapers.
They are.
Real.
So they're in a full-blown diaper aisle.
Oh my God. I didn't
for
know that
adults.
Existed.
Not even children. Adults. So I'm dying. I'm like, this can't be happening. So one side's females, one side's men.
Oh my
so
God.
I see the female ones and they are this like, looks like pretty satin underwear with like this black design at the top.
Lace.
Wow.
Lace. And I
can't
like,
say I've ever seen them.
Right? Right? And honey, it's not true. I'm all excited. I tell my boyfriend about these so I can stop peeing when we go out
like
and my friends
great.
Don't get peed on. I try them on. I kid you not. They are a full-blown diaper. Like after you have, you know, after you have your babies.
Yeah.
And we put those
things
on.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse.
No way. Nothing can be worse than that.
Well.
I mean, quite frankly, I loved those diapers when I came home.
Did you? I did not. I was like, these. I can't get these off fast enough. They were
so comfortable. Well, did you have C-section?
No.
See, yeah. I had C-section. Yeah. So
it makes a difference.
I was completely cut.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had both of mine were C-section. So it felt so, I would wear those under my big sweatpants. Yeah. And then it didn't hurt against my C-section. Because you still have to put your that big pad because you're still bleeding.
Yeah. I you're know. Just bleeding everywhere. Just kidding. Right. You're
Even when you C-section, you bleed like that.
I know.
Yeah.
I had two.
Yeah.
One vaginal, two C-sections.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've had both. I've done everything. I've been knocked out while I was pregnant. That's a whole nother. I've done everything. Ooh,
that's another day.
That's
another story
so
for another
any
day.
So any way you can have a baby, I did for each one. Any way. You can be completely knocked out under anesthesia. You can be tied with a planned C-section. You could be a vaginal. I've done it all.
Wow.
Anyways, off topic. So depends. So I put them on. I send a picture. They are a full-blown diaper. They are not sexy underwear. Like, no. Do not let them.
Yeah, you pulled them off.
Okay. I mean, I did rock it, but I think it was the tan. I think it was the tan. It helped. So anyways, so then I did not bring them. My kids started throwing these Depends at each other, thinking it was
oh,
funny.
God.
Mom has a diaper. They were, like, yelling, thinking I peed in that. I mean, it was crazy. But anyways, so... We have two elevator stories. So we just got back. So we're in Florida. We were at the beach all day, white sand. Then we went to the pool, cabanas, like people coming up asking you want a drink.
I'm
you know?
So jealous.
Honestly, it was heaven. Nice. It was heaven.
Perfect weather too.
Perfect weather. And we were with the perfect group.
Nice.
Literally, there was not one even tense.
No drama. No,
not 1 ounce.
Good.
Iota.
It was literally
the best time. So we're coming back now. We've been drinking. We brought drinks to the beach. We were at the pool and we are laughing so hard. And my the other birthday girl, Trisha, she has the same issue as me and I'm sure she wouldn't care. But we laugh and we pee. She's had four children. Like, it happens.
You know?
So we're at the elevator and we're laughing hysterically and she looks at me and she goes, did you bring your Depends? Can I borrow one? No word of a lie, but we have, like, we're loud about it.
Oh, yeah.
And there was this older couple standing, and we're oblivious. I swear, when we're together, we don't know there's people around us.
You're in your bubble.
You're in a bubble. And then there's a younger couple with a kid, remember, with the baby? And they just look at us, and their eyes all get wide because they're like, they think we look younger. These young chicks are talking about Depends. Okay. So she starts laughing so hard that she starts to pee and goes down on the floor.
Oh, no.
And then I start laughing. It's just a trickle effect. But that, I mean, you had to
no
be
pun
there.
Intended, yeah.
Literally. But we were doing this one video, you can say. So we were doing this one reel.
What was it?
It's Kerry Washington. I swear, we're on like a scandal.
Oh, hello.
Like Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes.
So Kerry Washington did this reel where she's looking in the camera, and I realized we did it opposite. We're supposed to have the camera. We were looking, and we go, what's that? Oh, what's that? And there, she's looking in it, and then she goes, oh, huh, that's a bad bitch. She's looking at herself. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, girls, let's do it in the elevator with the mirrors.
Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We recorded ourselves when we first
left like
the pool.
When we're, like, sandy, we're in our, like, beach cover-ups, our bags, and it's all six of us looking because the elevator had a mirror.
All glass.
And we're all, like, leaning into the mirror and doing it.
And the door's behind us, mind you. So we're all like, oh, what's that?
We're all
so
bent over. Like, we're hunched in.
Yeah.
So we did
our butts are out. Yeah.
But we did that one, and we got away with it. We did it, and then we decided to do the bad bitch part. At the end, when we were done drinking, we went out on Saturday night for my birthday, and we were going back up to the elevator. So we're in the elevator, and we're all... Now, there's six girls all in short dresses.
Yeah.
Okay? I had a romper thing on, and we're all bent over like this going, oh, that's a bad bitch. When I tell you, literally, this is where the door is. All of a sudden, we're all looking in the mirror. This old man appears.
The door opens,
and there's this old man staring at us, and he goes... Oh, you can use my cart. Like, he had his cart. And he's like, but all he could see was us saying all of our butts and saying, oh, that's a bad bitch.
Oh, my God.
And the poor man, I mean, he was probably like 70.
Oh, my God.
And I felt, we were like, like, and but we all busted up.
He was just like a deer in headlights. I think that was the funniest part because he was just like.
He just was staring like, I don't know what to
do.
He
did not want to come in there with us.
Oh, that's amazing.
But
oh
we all gosh. Start laughing. We fall to the ground. I mean, because you couldn't even have planned it better.
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely. Like straight out of a movie with
correct.
That door open.
Literally.
Yeah.
It was like a movie, and one of our friends was recording.
And you tried to sneeze.
All of us, of course, that incites all of us to start laughing hysterically. Again, ensue the depends needed. We all dropped to the elevator floor. And then there was this girl with this beautiful butt. And we were all, like, obsessed with her butt. I know. We were all obsessed with her butt.
She was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous. Like, big, like, beautiful butt, like, bigger than J-Lo's. And we were all like, ooh, where'd she get that butt? Like, you know, like, who's your doctor, right? So all of a sudden, the thing opens and she's there. And my friend Leslie is such a good wingman. She goes, oh, you want to come in? You want to come in? The girl's like, no.
She's like, I'm good.
You know, for the rest of that trip, like, you guys had that elevator to yourselves. Because everyone's, like, telling each other, like,
don't go
in there.
That was our last night, unfortunately.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
But, I mean, you had to be there, but we do have footage of it. And
I love it.
It was a good trip.
It was amazing, honestly. It was needed for the soul.
Good.
And let me tell you, yes, we missed our children miserably, especially in the morning when we're all out on the deck having coffee and, like, you just want to cuddle your babies in the morning. But there is something to be said about going away for 3 days.
To recharge.
To recharge and laugh with your girlfriends. On Monday, I was, like, depressed because I missed
know.
Them all.
I know.
I missed the laughing. I missed
the hangover from a vacation.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
It was real. It was
yeah, yeah, it's true. Especially
I mean,
these
I was
days.
No longer on a beach.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the amount of laughing, it's good for your soul. You
it is.
It.
You know, a couple of years ago, I said to Mike, I was like, we need to start doing something together.
Mm-hmm.
Just us.
Mm-hmm.
One night away if we can, you know, if that's all it is. Or 2 nights if we can make it work. And we would start doing surprise trips for each other just for weekends.
Really,
and thankfully, our families helped and jumped in and were able to be there for us. But I was like, it's really important. We can't, the go all the time is not healthy for us.
No.
You know, it's like, we can't just see each other when we have the kids. It's just, we need date nights.
You can't
and we
be ships
go out.
Passing in the
you
night.
You can't.
No.
It's not okay. And so we started doing that. COVID hit. And so obviously that put a little bit of damper on things. But then, you know, last year I was like, we're like, my parents have a Cape house. We're like, let's just go to the Cape for like a weekend.
Just
like,
to
my
get
parents.
Away. It doesn't matter
just
where it was.
One of the best things that we did. And like, so we got to, you know, keep that going because
prioritize.
It is so important. It's
not
true.
Prioritize.
It's so true.
I would
so.
Say Jamie is truly the best at that. Her and her husband are the best at that. They.
At making time for each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
And with their, so they have their trips with their families, each of their families. Mm-hmm. They have trips alone. Mm-hmm. They have trips with their kids. Like, so she's really good at that, if anyone.
Yeah, I love it. We always take a trip, just Justin and I, every year.
It's awesome.
It's always a different place. We always do trips with our extended families, and then we do Justin an immediate family trip every year.
Yeah.
And it's where we allot our money. That's where we decide. Mm-hmm. That is where we decide to put our money in. We don't want the fanciest and brightest car. We don't need the shiniest shoes. We don't need the biggest house. But we do need to invest time in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that is like picking up our kids and seeing a new adventure or the two of us experiencing something new together. And that's where we choose to put our money.
Yep.
And people put it in different places.
It's true.
Prioritizing
it's true.
What where you feel it's most important to put it, right?
I agree.
And somebody may want a big flashy car because they're in it every day and that makes them happy. And
that's
okay. That's
it absolutely is.
Same thing. So, I mean, I think it, but talking about balance and prioritizing, truly, you just need to figure out where you want to invest your money and your balls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your balls.
What are your important balls? What are your glass balls?
Yeah.
So, guys, I know I'm throwing an audible here, but while we were talking in our corners, you know.
Yeah.
You won't believe this corner. Another corner I would like to introduce to the podcast is the market corner. Like, what are you experiencing in the market right now? I think that's really cool. Like, for example, I'll start. I put an offer in for a client last week, and it was super cute, real house. We put in an offer, $50,000 over asking. They had over 85 people come through this house. That house. My client was putting over 20% down. They had no house to sell.
Yeah, great buyer.
They had,
you would think.
They are on month to month. So they could leave flexible when to close. So great for terms. Them. We didn't get the house. We did not get the
house. Did you call the agent?
Oh yeah. It was a little complicated. The agent was also the owner.
Yeah. So well, I was going to say there's usually some more to the story when
yeah,
that happens.
Yeah. So she
but
was
I mean,
the owner.
She was great.
Yeah, she was very sweet. She was awesome. She was very sweet. Yeah. So we didn't get, the market's still hot.
The market
oh my gosh.
And don't let the media fool you guys out there, right?
Absolutely. Like, and it's, so what I've noticed too is like, we went from a very, very hot spring last year. I mean, mm-hmm. like one of the hottest you could possibly imagine.
Right.
To kind of by fall, noticing that things were like
shifting. By October, I remember a big
yeah.
shift.
Yeah.
And then, you know, November, December, which generally slows down anyways, mm-hmm. like price changes. We're seeing drops in price. We're seeing low inventory still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buyers had a little bit more of a say, I think, you know, in terms of they could get in and you're not competing against 20 other offers.
Yeah.
But
that
I mean,
shifted.
That shifted. I mean, just recently.
But it felt very fast.
It like, was very yeah, fast.
It was almost like,
I
holy
agree.
Crap, there's how many people?
Yes.
It felt like it was a 2-week transition.
I agree.
It was,
yeah, it was just so fast.
It's like we get whiplash.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it's a little bit, to be honest, it's a little stressful because when you are representing a buyer, especially such a good buyer like you have, and you're like, okay, we've got, you know, you don't want to ever say you got this, but like you feel comfortable because you're like, we're doing everything we possibly
offer.
Can.
It was a strong offer. It was.
Yeah. So it's interesting that.
Did she mention how many offers were in?
She had 16. She got 16 offers.
So,
85 people in,
yep.
16 offers, and we are the backup.
Okay, so,
so
that's
I do
great.
Know that.
Yeah, so that's great. So that means that you were obviously very competitive considering they had that many.
If something falls through, then at least, you know, they have that foot.
But this is the thing. It was the house was built in 1930. Hello, Massachusetts.
Right.
And our client was not willing to waive the home inspection.
Which, that's been the trickiest piece of all of this.
You know what
so
I mean?
So it's 1930. I would never suggest anyone ever do that.
I would never suggest
never.
Well, no, I agree. But it's just last year,
that was
the way that people were winning.
I know. It's awful to feel that way. I know.
Yeah.
And I had to.
And they asked, I said, I wouldn't, you know? But that could there have been an offer that came in just as strong or an all-cash offer or an offer that didn't have a home inspection
exactly.
that won
you
it?
Just don't know.
1,000%. We don't know.
You don't know.
Because she didn't disclose that to me.
Right.
But the market's hot is my point. Like, it
and
is
also
still crazy
too,
out there.
It
we
is.
Were talking about this actually on the drive. I remember being in the Uber and we were talking about interest rates.
Mm.
And people think, oh my God, the interest rates are so high. They're not. The reason why people think they're so high is because we saw a historically low 2.5%, which I do have and so does Jamie.
Yeah, we refinanced to it that
exactly,
time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That will never, ever happen again. I mean, that's crazy. And like my dad bought at 14%.
Yeah.
That was high, you know?
Right.
I mean, where we're at now in the sixes, like high five sixes, that's a normal interest rate. Like, it's not crazy.
It's not.
I think when I bought my first house, I got a 4 or 5% interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal.
Right.
Like,
right.
I
right.
mean, people, I think, were so accustomed to the 2.5, they think that this is crazy. It's not. It's
right.
not at all.
Right. And there are definitely ways to do it so you can afford. I think a lot of people don't realize they can actually afford to purchase a home, and it's maybe less than renting.
Oh, it is, usually.
Yeah.
Right? And
especially now.
Especially now.
Because the rent was $1,500 more.
Right. And it's and they keep increasing it.
$3,500 to rent. I have 3 children. To rent a house, it was $3,500 a month. My mortgage with my condo fees is $2,000.
Right. So when you
like,
look at that
on.
And you're like, you know, all this money is being invested in something. The equity is being
mm-hmm.
built right now. And it's yours. Instead
mm-hmm.
of, there was somebody I was talking to recently and they're just like, there's nothing I can do when I'm renting. Like, I can't change things about this.
You can't.
I can't change how much they're going to charge me in a year from now.
And all the rent has just been going up.
Yeah.
As Jamie knows,
right.
her husband is, you know.
In property.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I
yeah,
know
yeah,
we're
yeah.
on opposite sides of the war.
Yeah.
Buy or rent.
I know. And it's so funny. I'm like, I look at my husband like, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You're the devil in this.
stay away. There's no work talk at home.
He's literally the sweetest man. And he's so smart. And
the market is the market, he says. Yeah. It's like,
that's exactly right.
You know, he goes, some really smart people decide this, Jamie, and it isn't me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. You need options in life. So you need to rent. You need to own. You need to have it all.
You need a house. Yeah. You need a
place.
You need a place.
So it doesn't matter what side you're on.
Yeah.
We're on the buy side. And that's the side we like.
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, so awesome.
So I think that's good. You know, and I think it's just so nice to be able to hear, too, like, when we balance. Balance does. I was gonna say balance doesn't exist. I want to change that word now.
When you prioritize,
right.
It's a different perspective. A little.
It absolutely
take a little
is.
Bit of pressure off of.
As soon as you said it, it felt that way. Yeah.
As soon as you change the narrative, it changes how you feel. You're like, God, I'm not failing. I'm just right now. I'm prioritizing this.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you're not failing at anything. And there are some days where some things just are going to naturally pull your attention, and that's where it needs to go. And it doesn't mean
Jamie is a life coach. I don't know if you know.
She really is.
No,
yeah.
For real. I've let go of something else. Yeah. It just means right now this is where your attention needs to go. And I think not only that, I think it's important to recognize that if you have multiple children too.
Yeah.
It is.
It's
and
hard.
That there are
it's
some,
hard.
When
yes.
you and you so desperately and I this is something I have to work on. I desperately want it to be so fair among you know, among my kids. But sometimes some child needs a little bit more of you at that exact moment. That doesn't mean you don't take a note and say, you know what, I'm going to do a one-on-one dinner with this child.
Exactly.
So this son feels heard and seen and understood and gets a time, my time. But it's just prioritizing it. Balance is fake, people.
Spread
the news.
Listen, I believe it is fake now. Thank you for convincing me. But the only time I feel like balance is a word that I would use is when your partner balances you out.
Mm.
I feel like, because I have a friend, Leslie and Jamie, who both balance me out. Okay? They're like the yin to my yang.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And your partner, I think, should balance you out as well because I'm crazy. So I need a non-crazy partner who can balance me out.
Crazy plus crazy is never
good. It does not work.
No.
So I need a partner in business who's not crazy who can balance me out. And like we talked about, I'm running off the cliff and I forgot my parachute.
Yeah, right.
I need her to remind me. You can run. But
wait!
You need to
She's got the child leash on you.
So I think for me, now I'm going to associate balance with that. And that's a good word to associate.
Yeah,
now
it is.
I'm trying to balance my relationships in life. That's prioritizing.
Yeah. Right.
So that's where I feel like we can still use the word balance, just in a different way.
Yeah. I like it. I think that's good. I know because my husband's type A. I'm very much type B.
Yeah.
So it's thankfully that works out for
balance.
Us. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's so cool.
Well, I hope this helped everyone.
Yeah.
And learning that balance is not, it's a bunch of bullshit, ladies. Gentlemen, if you're listening.
You can't do it all. Just pick your poison for the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And you're doing a good job. I think that's something we need to
it's
say.
It's okay.
Like,
don't,
it's okay.
Don't stress yourself out. So next week on the podcast, episode 4, the title, this is really cool. I'm really excited about
this one. I can't wait. What is it?
Because I think it's going to allow our listeners to really get to know us just a tad bit more. And I'm kind of excited to get to know you guys on a little bit of a different level.
Ooh.
The title is, You Are Such a 3-Wing 4, which means...
What the heck? No, I get it.
You know what it is. Because what we're going to do over the next week behind
the
scenes...
Oh, we're going to take our test.
We are going to each take a... What is it called?
Enneagram
test. So we're each going to do it. And we are going to post a link for you guys to do it too if you're interested. So you guys can take the same test as us. So our title is, You Are Such a 3-Wing 4. Who knows what we'll be. We'll take our test. Our word really is self-awareness.
Yes.
And I think that word really pulls out, it's you do better when you know yourself. You know your own strengths.
Yes.
If you know your own weaknesses, you know where you will thrive.
Where you thrive.
Or where maybe you're a little bit more self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
So you know maybe you have to work on that a little bit more. But when you know yourself, so self-awareness, I think it's the first step of success.
Yeah.
I'm very self-aware.
I was going to say, you're laughing because I know you know.
I'm very self-aware of all of my faults.
Oh,
and
no.
All my strengths as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what makes me, like, I own it.
Yeah.
I think it's the key to success. So the quote for next week is the first step to change is to be aware of your own bullshit. To know it. I mean, and I think, honestly, I think that's one of your superpowers, Sonia, is that you do own it. And I think that it's huge. If you're like, you know, this is not my cup of tea. This is not where I am. This is not where my strongest is.
No.
But you're like, oh, but I can crush it over here.
Correct.
And to be able to do that, it's great. And I think it's a huge thing. And I'm really excited to get to, like...
Yes! I can't wait to take... I've never taken the test, so I'm excited.
So, FYI, just a little insight. This will be interesting, and we'll find out. The first time I ever took the test... The first time I took the test, somebody else had introduced it to me, and I just happened to bring it up to Jamie. We got the same exact
thing. We did last time.
So, we'll see if this happens again.
We'll see if it happens again. That's why I'm bringing it up, to see.
Yep. I think it's going to be really
cool. It'll be interesting if we get it.
Yeah. We will go over our scores, and then, of course, we will post it into our pages
so that
if you guys want to do it as well.
Cool.
To see if you're like us or if you're not like us. Or it's really cool.
Oh, hands up, girls. Mom's in real estate.
If you enjoyed listening to us, we would be so grateful if you could subscribe, review, and share our podcast with others. And we have an email address that you can reach out with any questions, feedback, or topics that you'd like to hear us on our podcast. And that email is momsandrealestatepodcast.com. So that's all one word, momsandrealestatepodcast.com. And we have an Instagram, momsandrealestate, that we will be posting lots of pictures and different topics that we've discussed on our podcast. So please join, follow us. We'd be so appreciative of that. And tune in next week. All right. Bye, friends.